As it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. All of us at some point in time will leave this world. But one thing that fascinates me reading about various people, famous and otherwise, is their last words before they leave this world, before they go into eternity. Many of us may have loved ones. Many of us may have family members, friends, that we've heard the last things that they spoke in this life. Maybe cherished words that we hold on to since they are no longer in the land of the living. But there's something fascinating to me about a person's last words. Sometimes they're rather touching. Sometimes they're somewhat puzzling. It's been said that Benjamin Franklin was laying on his deathbed when his daughter suggested that if he lay on his side, he could breathe easier. Franklin's last words were, "A dying man can do nothing easy." John Wayne died at 72 in Los Angeles. He turned to his wife and said, "Of course I know who you are. You're my girl. I love you." The drummer Buddy Rich, if you don't know that name, he was a drummer during the big band era of the 40s, 50s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. Died after surgery in 1987. As he was being prepared for surgery, a nurse asked him, "Is there anything you can't take?" Rich replied, "Yeah, country music." Arthur Conan Doyle died at 71 in his garden. He turned to his wife and said, "You are wonderful." Clutched his chest and died. John Wilkes Booth, it is said, the coward that shot our President Abraham Lincoln, that when he was found, driven from a barn that they had set fire to, was shot in the neck, and his last words were, "Useless, useless." Stonewall Jackson died as he wished. It was a Sabbath day. He held that belief. May 10th, 1863, with his last words, he said, "Let us cross over the river and rest under the shade of the trees." And he died. Bob Hope died July 27, 2003, 2 months after his 100th birthday. Hope died of pneumonia at his home. When asked on his deathbed where he wanted to be buried, Hope told his wife, "Surprise me." According to his wife of 47 years, Wyatt Earp's last words just before he died, January 13th, 1929, were, "Suppose, suppose." Some puzzling words, some endearments and so forth. Not like Socrates who said, "I drank what?" No, that's a joke. Not to beat in a dark Devo this evening. But my point is this. We may or may not get to say final words. There may not be anyone around to hear our final words if we do utter them. But will we be able to say, either from our life or maybe even spoken from our lips, that I am now ready to be offered and the time of my departure is at hand? I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them that have loved his appearing. Paul wrote those words to Timothy, 2 Timothy 4, 6 through 8. Just about the last words that he ever penned that we know of in this world. When he left this world, his words were, he's ready. He's ready to go see the Master. He is ready for his heavenly reward. This earthly battle is done. This earthly fight is finished. He is ready to go receive that crown of life. He has been faithful unto death. Will we be able to say the same? Will we live that our lives will speak that for us if we do not get to say the words ourselves? Spiritual Israel, brothers and sisters, We should be living that way to the best of our ability. The Lord has forgiven us our sin, has given us the gospel by which we have obeyed. If we are New Testament Christians, our sin washed away in the blood of the Lamb, and if we would receive the crown of life, if we would finish our course with hope, just like the Apostle Paul, we must be faithful to the end. Again, will our actions speak in place of our words when we leave here? Whatever our words are, if any, that we leave this life, our last words, what about the first words we will hear in eternity? How about this? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. I won't be speaking those words. I want to hear those words. And we should be living our lives and teaching others the gospel that we will hear, being faithful, and others will have their sin forgiven through the gospel, and they will hear those words in eternity, rather than to hear the words, "Depart from me into the fire prepared for the devil and his angels." Depart from me, I never knew you. So let us live our lives as if we are writing our epitaph, because we are. Blessed are those that die in the Lord, their works do follow them. Will our words, our actions, our lives influence others even after death has sealed the lips and chilled the form? Yes, for a time anyway. There'll come a time they'll not know who we were. But hopefully, that what we do now will echo in eternity, as one movie said, and I think that's true. That through our influence, through our words, through our actions, through us, our obedience to the Lord, that we will leave a message behind of faithfulness, regardless of what our final words are. If there's someone here this evening that needs to obey the gospel, what a great proclamation to make this evening in obedience to the Lord. Believing that Jesus is the Son of God, repenting of a life of sin, confessing the name of Jesus Christ, being baptized in water for the remission of sins. And you can do that this evening. And do that this evening, and if you go into eternity tonight, that will be the message that you leave. That you was obedient to the Lord before you left this place and went into eternity, regardless of what your final words may or may not be. Maybe there's someone here that has obeyed the gospel in time past. What kind of message have you given? What is your lesson? What are your words, accommodatively speaking, teaching now? Have you been faithful to the Lord? If not, you need to come back and leave the right message. By penitence and prayer, come back to the Lord who you have left, and who, as we learn in the parable of the prodigal son, is anxious and eager, waiting, looking for that wayward son to return home, or that wayward daughter, erring sister in Christ. Maybe you need the prayers of the church that the message you leave behind when you go into eternity will be that which you want to leave. Whatever your need might be, come forward as together we stand and we sing.
Jesus, fall tenderly upon your ear. Sweetest cry of love and pity calleth. Turn and listen, stay and hear. Ye that labor and are heavy laden, lean upon your dear Lord's breast. Ye that labor and are heavy laden, come and I will give you. for he is meek and lowly. Bear his burden, to him turn. He who calleth is the Master holy. He will teach if you will learn. Ye that labor and are heavy laden, lean upon your dear Lord's breast. Ye that labor and are heavy laden, come and I will give you rest. Then his loving, tender voice obeying, bear his yoke, his burden take. Find the yoke his hand is on you laying, light and easy for his sake. Ye that labor and are heavy laden, lean upon your dear Lord's breast. Ye that labor and are heavy laden, come and I will give you rest.
Please be seated.